Road. Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list.
So, that somebody in his family was in like a car crash or something. So I wasn't going on the date. So where do I end up? Diva. Go into Diva. Who's there? Graham. With his mates. I don't know if I changed for my 21st. I did. Red flag. Don't like it. Grow up. You look like a bot. Welcome back to Hold My Drink. This week it is me, myself and I, Ellie Kelly, on her own. Cher unfortunately isn't here this week, so I don't know whether to say sorry or welcome to the listeners that you have me on my own for the next hour. This summer is shaping up to be the best one ever. We're already lining up the festivals, road trips, plans, literally the lot. And you know what's back and has us really in our summer feels? The iconic Share a Coke campaign. I keep seeing my name on bottles and cans. They have Ellie. It's a perfection. I nearly screamed in the shop. It really is like winning a prize. It's like a treasure hunt and it is so nostalgic but also so fun. Whether you're at a festival, dancing in the mud or sunning yourself in the park, Coca-Cola and summer is just the perfect match. There's also something so cute about sharing a Coke with your bestie. It's just such a small thing, but it makes the moment feel proper special, especially if you find both your names. It's perfect. Whether it's singing along to bangers in the car or doing absolutely nothing but chilling, a Coca-Cola just hits differently when you're with your people. So if you spot your bestie's name or even just someone who deserves a little pick-me-up, grab it. Or if you're somebody with a unique name, you can go online and create a custom digital Coke pack, which is so, so cute. Because no matter what the weather is doing, sharing a Coke with your bestie just makes it even better. Share a Coke this summer and let's make it one to remember. What have I been up to, guys? Well, oh my goodness, how is everybody doing? The weather last weekend, what went on? If there's one thing I've really learned over last weekend, it's that God love us Irish. We're not accustomed to the heat at all and the sun and we just can't hack it. I was speaking to someone in a shop actually and she was saying, oh, if there's actually like some new law coming in that apparently if the temperature goes over a certain amount, shops have to bring in air conditioning in the shops, like proper AC units. I was like, what is going on? We can't hack it at all. I think it was lovely while it lasted, but even I got to a point where I was like, right, can't really breathe. Like, I love sitting out in it and sunning myself for as long as I can. And then I get to a point where I'm literally like, if there's beads of sweat rolling down the back of my kneecaps, I need to leave here immediately. So it was lovely while it lasted, thank God. I had a lovely little weekend, went out for some meals. What else did I do? Met the girls on Saturday for some lunch out one of their back gardens. Lunch turned into 6 bottles of Prosecco later. And a magnum of rosé was opened at one stage. So that kind of flipped on its head, but had a ball with the girls. And then yesterday, I had the cutest Sunday of my entire life, guys. And it's something so easy that I never think of actually doing. But myself and Graham, I was just saying I'm dying to go for a picnic. So we went to Marks & Spencer's, bought a lot of grub at Marks & Spencer's. We actually probably took too long doing that and bought way too much as well. But hey-ho, that was in the fun of it. Got blankets, pillows, plates, knives and forks, speakers, bottles of Coke. Ooh, I actually had a cooler as well, like an icebox thing. And we sat in the Phoenix Park listening to Amy Winehouse lying on a blanket and it was just the most wholesome few hours I've had in my life. Little things like that, like, I just love so much. We were thinking about going to the beach, but every TikTok and Instagram post I saw at the beach, it honestly looked like my hell. It looked like hell on earth. All the cars and the Trojans people. I was just like, no, so let's just pick the Phoenix Park instead. The royal wedding was on this weekend as well. Well, last Thursday, Anne Olivia, my darling girl, Anne Olivia and Rory got married. Like, if there's one thing I have to say about her, two things. Holy good God, she looked absolutely stunning, like spectacular. But my Lord, the content that girl is pushing out from her wedding, I feel like if that was me in my case, I would be like, not on my phone for about a week. Fair play for her. She had the dress up. She had the photos posted. She had it all. Now, I don't know, when we met her out a few weeks ago, did we for a rail to event, I think she might have said that someone had her phone or something and was doing that, which is also another great tip. Like, I think for anybody getting married, I'd love to just be like, take the phone, go, take the phone and just, you post it all for me. But, oh my God, she looked absolutely stunning the day too. I think they were dead right, get married on a Thursday, roll it out for the whole weekend. I'd be going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the whole kit and caboodle, but they looked absolutely unreal. And all the TikToks I was seeing of people like waiting for her to post and all, oh, it was adorable. Also, in other news online, Sophia from The Girls' Bathroom got engaged. Guys, I can't stop watching engagement videos and like bawling, crying, like roaring, crying. I'd be looking at them in floods of tears. Sophia got engaged and I just think, do you know what I think it gets me? The music. Oh my God. Why is music like such a emotionally triggering thing? Like in a happy way or whatever, like if you put some like rap song or something over that, you wouldn't be bawling crying, I don't think. Anyway, I don't know, but I keep seeing engagements and baby announcements and there's just weddings and the whole lot is happening, and I feel like I'm now really in that stage of life where this is like what I'm seeing all the time, which is kind of exciting. And one day it'll happen for me. Please God, Jesus. Siobhan thought I was wearing an engagement ring today. She thought I had something juicy to tell her. I got proposed in the Vino. No. But yeah, I think, is that all the gossip from me? I have a trip this week coming up. Actually, myself and Cher are going to Tomorrowland with Coca-Cola, which is so exciting. We're going on Friday. So I cannot wait for that. We did Tomorrowland with them last year, I think it was, with Coke, and we went skiing. It was my first skiing holiday. It was the best trip I've ever been on in my life. So I am so excited for this. Ciara Ryan is actually also going on it as well. So I know the trip's going to be 10 out of 10 with the three of us together. I have my birthday trip coming up, actually. I did a TikTok about this a while ago, talking about booking a trip and booking a holiday. And my main thing for my 30th, I always said I didn't want to have a party here. Probably because I'm still traumatised from my 21st because no one was there. My birthday is the 4th of August. I feel like it's the height of summer. It's the August bank holiday weekend. No one's ever here. No one's here. Also, my 21st, I'd say half the people I invited were just like, fuck off. Like, no, we don't want to go. Anyway, I think I have PTSD from that, to be honest. So I was like, I'm not having a 30th. I can't. I don't want to. Like, no, wasn't prepared for it at all. So my original plan was like, let's get everyone together and everyone could go away for my 30th. Then I slowly started to realise how complicated that was becoming, how like, no, I can't plan what I'm doing tomorrow. Never mind that far in advance. I was just getting overwhelmed and I just couldn't do it. So the easy option was, well, the easy option and the option I kind of eventually wanted to go with, I'm just going away with myself and Graham. I think my mum and dad might come for a few days because I do want to be with my mum and dad on the day of my birthday. I cry every year on my birthday. I don't know what it is. No matter how old I am, it's just something I wake up that morning and I'm just a ball of emotion. I don't know how or why. So I think I'd be really sad if my mum and dad weren't there. So I think my mum and dad will come away for a few days and that is it. Like, I might do drinks at home when I'm home for my little holiday or something maybe the week before, or I don't know, but that just seemed like a better option for me. So I hope my drink family are more than welcome to all text me on the day of my birthday, 4th of August, don't forget, and wish me happy 30th. I'm not too scared. I go through waves of my 30th. I'm like, oh my God, I'm an old bat. Because I'm the oldest one out of all my friend groups. Well, my Inglot girls, I'm not. They actually keep me young. I'm the youngest one. But yeah, it was Charlene and all that. I'm the oldest out of Nikayla and Jasmine and all them. I'm the oldest as well. So I'm the first one out of those groups to go 30. Yeah, sometimes I go through waves of being like, oh my God, should I be more like, should I have more things done in my life? Should I have, yeah, like, oh, you're 30. Yeah, why don't you have kids? Why don't you, like, I feel like sometimes there is that perception that you have to be so far along in life at different ages. But then again, on the other hand, I'm like, this is so fun. This is a whole new chapter. My 20s were a roller coaster. And I'm just glad to go into something in the mind frame I am in now. Because there was that stage in the podcast where I was just, nah, wasn't having it. So I actually am looking forward to it. And I think everybody has just said to me that your 30th is so fun. Like, your 30s are the years where you really know yourself. And you're not like everything that you do, you're doing it for yourself. You're not concerned about other people's opinions. And yeah, so that sounds a lot more fun for me. So I'm going to be 30 and old, but I'll feel as young as I can. 'Tis only a number, lads. So that's what's coming up for the next while, I think. We have Electric Picnic as well in August. My mum and dad are also taking me away for the night in a week or two for my birthday, but they won't tell me where it is. And I'm really sceptical of them. I don't know what they're doing. So it's my mum and dad and Cuiva are actually all bringing me away on a Sunday night. And I'm like, and my dad keeps looking at me laughing and I'm like, where is it? Like, I feel like his idea be something mental and my mum be like, do not do that with her. So when I can, I'll fill you in on where this random secret birthday night away is. Yeah, it's on a Sunday, so I don't know what they're planning. I'll fill you in on that when I can. And I think that is all the catching up I have for you this week. Like I said, Char isn't here. She's in New York with Cuiva and Zoe. They look like they're having a ball. They're at the Katie Taylor fight the other night. They honestly just look like they're having the best time ever. I don't think I've ever been in New York in this height of summer, so I can only imagine the heat walking around there. And yeah, we'll be back to normal recording together when we can, because this is so hard to do, guys. I'm not gonna lie, I'm sitting here going, how on earth does anybody do a podcast on their own for an hour? So Jesus, bear with me for this week, folks, okay? But yeah, we will catch up properly next week when Shara's back and she'll have loads of gossip. I'll get to sit back and say nothing for a while. So myself and Shara got a message in to the podcast. Hi birds, don't normally message accounts on here and you might not even see this, but I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to you both. Almost 3 years ago, I lost my boyfriend. His anniversary is next month and I spend lots of time going between his family and my own. It's almost a 3-hour drive. The podcast has honestly kept me sane on my journeys and not feeling so alone with my thoughts. I really did feel like I was sitting having a laugh with friends in the car. And although I spent a lot of the journeys crying, you both really helped me bring a laugh into the mix too. It really was like my therapy and helped me so much. I missed a couple of episodes when I moved away for a couple of months, but I'm back now and I don't miss an episode. I honestly look forward to them every week. And like I said, it's honestly like my therapy. Again, just a massive thank you for helping me through a really dark time and making things feel a little bit lighter. That is so cute. Oh my God, I hope you're doing okay, my love, and I'm so sorry for your loss. I think that's what me and Shara always, when I imagine people listening to the podcast, it's always in the car. I don't know why. I just always imagine when people listen to us, they're on a journey or they're on a road trip or something, and I just always love that idea of like them thinking they're sitting with their mates and it's a WhatsApp group chat and they're just listening to us. So thank you so much for sending that in. You have no idea how much like messages like that mean to both of us. That's all we ever want to do with this podcast, is just make us feel like we're just one big huge group of friends. I love you so much. Thank you for sending that in. On the fact of me turning 30, this week's episode is going to be a little get to know Ellie Kelly. I'd say half of you are like, we already know you, piss off, will you? Please give us a break from you. But yeah, I just thought this week, with it being me, myself and I turning 30, a lot has happened this year. 2025 has been a great year, girls. It really has. It's been a good one. So I thought I could, yeah, just do a little Q&A episode and fill you in on life. And if there's anything juicy you wanted to know or else just wanted to be nosy, that's okay too. We can do that as well. So yeah, we're going to jump into some questions. These all came in through the Hold My Drink Instagram page as well. If you're not already following it, please do. We have a TikTok as well where we share behind the scenes stuff and trends. And yeah, you'll get, if you want to find everything Hold My Drink, we're on Instagram, TikTok and full episodes on YouTube. Okay, first round of questions is about relationships. If there's one thing to know about me, I don't have great relationship, not great relationship past, but like, yeah. Anyway, I'll try my best to help. First question is tips for getting over a long-term breakup and advice for getting back out there after a breakup. For me, personally, I think not forcing it was something that I really kind of focused on. Like, I found like burying my feelings was a worse thing to do, because then when it came to, like, I know people say, oh, keep yourself busy and keep yourself occupied. And that is so true too. But like, let's be real, when you're in bed alone at night, like that's when I think it all really hits you like a ton of bricks kind of thing. So I think I didn't force myself to get over things, or like I sat with my feelings. I dealt with those feelings. I went to therapy actually, which I hated so much, as I've heard me talk about it. But then I heard on the other hand that it's also about the therapist you get. But anyway, went to therapy. So that might work for some people, didn't work for me. Yeah, I think sitting with your feelings and allowing yourself to have shit days, because it's going to happen. You can't just bury them. You can't avoid them. You can't pretend like they're not happening, because then, like I said, it is going to get to a stage where it just, it'll explode. You'll just combust one day, literally. So I think just, yeah, focusing on yourself. Don't force yourself to do anything too outside of your comfort zone. I know that is good for growth and whatnot, but like, just be comfortable in yourself. Look after yourself. At the end of the day, no one's going to love you like you love yourself. Like, you have to just mind who you are. Mind your mind. Mind your body. Mind your soul. Look after yourself. Do everything that makes you feel good. And remind yourself why you are the bitch that you are. And yeah, don't do anything that's going to, yeah, force yourself, yeah, out of your comfort zone. I think you'll push yourself too far and then you might just crack at one stage. So just mind yourself. Please bring Graham on the pod. Lads, it's never going to happen. I'm so sorry. It is never going to happen. Like, no. I think there was a question box up actually when Adam was in, and we took a picture of Adam and put it up and said, who's on the pod? Oh my God, the amount of people that thought it was Graham. I sent it to him and he was like, leave me alone. I was like, oh God, he'll never do it. Maybe in a few years' time, who knows? Like, but right now, like, I'm like, would you not just do it for me? Like, come on, for me, would you not just come on? He's like, no, fuck off. Like, no. Graham, like, Graham's world on Instagram and stuff is very different to my world, and I have to obviously respect that from him as well. So, as much as I'd love to force him on, I think he'd be so funny. I also think all the lads in his job would absolutely rip him asunder for doing that. So, right now, it's a big fat no, guys. Really sorry, but who knows? Eventually, maybe if y'all just spam him and tell him to come on, then he might. But for now, it's not happening. How did you and Graham meet? Love seeing how happy you are. Thank you so much. We actually know each other years since secondary school. Yeah, we used to drink in the same place. We used to drink in the same place, same location, but he hated me. Oh my God, he hated me with a passion. He didn't, and he'll fully admit that now. Like, he did not like me one single bit. We didn't really like know each other. Also, his cousin is one of my best friends, so I would have known him through her. So yeah, we knew of each other for years. Graham also tells a really funny story that I only found out when I got with him last year. He remembers the time when, I'd say I was maybe, I don't know, 17, 18, 19, in and around those kind of ages. We had been texting, so this is like 10 years ago, and had planned to go out on a date on the Saturday night. Oh, well and good, yeah, going on the date. Day of the date rolls around, and he finds out that all his friends are going to Diva. And he was like, I want to go to Diva instead. Like, don't want to hang around with her. So no, actually, yeah. Oh, yeah, he texts me and put up a Facebook status. Man doesn't even have Facebook anymore, but put up a Facebook status that somebody in his family was in like a car crash or something. And he put up this status being like, oh my God, like, you know, you just don't know what's around the corner. And he told me all this. And I text him saying, oh my God, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, like, you know, some of my family, like, oh, I can't go on this date tonight. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, of course, no problem at all. So I wasn't going on the date. So where do I end up? Diva. Go into Diva. Who's there? Graham. With his mates. Standing there. He said that we just kind of looked at each other. And then we just turned around. I don't think we spoke after that, to be honest. But yeah, when I got with Graham last year, I remember him telling me that. He was like, do you not remember this? And I was like, no. So yeah, but then how we met, we were just kind of texting back and forth on Instagram, and I basically forced the man to go on a date with me. God love him. you would have, I don't know what you have seen actually. We had Kira and Ava on the podcast a while back, and I was talking about a man who I was texting and he didn't text me back, and what do I do? Lo and behold, that was Mr. Graham. So Kira was, I think Kira said, just text him again, like 2024 or 2025, whatever it is, like the girl can text the man first. And so I think I texted him again because he left me unseen. Yeah, and that's kind of it, yeah. We went on our first date last May. And that's all she wrote. How would your dream wedding look like? Oh, like 1,000 people, 7 dress changes. Want to get married in like a cathedral. Like, I want the biggest wedding of my whole entire life. Like, obviously the plan is to get married once. So go big or go home. Like, I want a big, huge wedding. I him and ha about getting married in a church or not getting married in a church. I like the look of it. But then I'm also like, if you can do it in a location where you can get married on site, because I've been to a few weddings like that, that's also beautiful as well. Also, I was in a wedding. One of my best friends got married in Portugal this year. And it's really, really made me think about hopefully getting married abroad. I think that would be lovely too, because it gives everybody an excuse to go on a holiday as well. But yeah, my dream wedding. Like, it's something that girls definitely think about all their life. 100%. Like, I lie in bed sometimes and I'm like, right, she'd be a bridesmaid, she'd be a bridesmaid, she wouldn't be a bridesmaid. Like, these are just, I feel like, natural things that come into your head. Now, also, there is the aspect of the price of them as well. I cannot get over the price of weddings. Cannot. So when you hear people saying, like, no, we're doing it low-key, it's family, friends, like, something really small, I love that as well. But then my only fear with that is, would you regret it? Like, years down the line, would you be like, oh my God, we should have just had a big fuck-off wedding and just went all out for it. There's so many other ways to do it, but I think for me personally, I try and have as many people. I'm terrible at being like, I'd be like, oh no, but my third cousin Betsy, she has to be there. I haven't seen her since I'm 2, but still, like, I don't have a third cousin Betsy, but you know what I mean? I'd be thinking, and then I know my mother would get involved with invitations and be like, I know, but Jesus, like, I work with them. You have to invite them. You don't know them, but like, they have to come, kind of thing. So I'd love loads of people there. I'd love to make it like a 3-day event. The bridesmaid thing would set me off. They're like, how do you pick that? Oh, I feel like that's so trivial. Like, and like with so many groups of friends as well, it's like I can't have 20 bridesmaids. Wish I could, but like you just can't. So I think, yeah, I definitely have an outfit change. I had an outfit change for my 21st. Yep. My 21st, I had an outfit change. I did. I rented a ball gown. I had crystals all over it. And I changed towards the end of the night into a jumpsuit. I went into town. I also had an outfit. Did I? I think I did as well. I had a going away party for when I moved to Canada. Definitely think I had a outfit change for that too. So listen, if I'm doing it since then, when the wedding rolls around, I have to have an outfit change for that. But just a big, huge event, I think, would be perfect. How did you and Cher meet? I think we've mentioned this before. Maybe it was live shows we've mentioned it. Cher tells the story much quicker and snappier now. I'm just going to give you the short version of it, because to me, I'm just like, we've known, obviously we've known this, but we've told it to us so many times before. Long story short, my brother knew Charlene through somebody that worked in Penny's. Their friend Orla. So Jack and Orla are friends, and Charlene and Orla worked together in Penny's. I dropped my brother Jack into Charlene's 21st and didn't know who she was. Didn't get an invite either, bitch. But yeah, and that was basically it. From then we started meeting each other at events, and obviously it was easy to be like, oh my God, we both know my brother Jack. And I feel like two Leos as well, they just get each other. So we really just, attached by the hip, and that was it. That was, how old am I now? 5 years ago, maybe? 6 years ago? 4? I couldn't tell you. Charlene would probably tell you the time, date, and what colour hair she had, because she's really good at remembering time frames with the colour hair she had. But yeah, that was us. Right, we're moving on a little bit to other types of questions. How to deal with insecurities and work on my self-worth. Well, folks, hate to tell you, I'm the wrong person to ask these questions. Everyone has insecurities. One thing I've really learned, don't tell anyone your insecurities, because there's hating bitches out there and they will come for you. I'll never forget years ago, before I had my teeth done, I remember being on, was I on like Instagram Live or something? I don't know. And I used to have a really big gap in my bottom teeth. To me, it was big. It probably wasn't. But I remember I mentioned it online before. And for weeks after, I'd get these fake comments and fake messages about size of the gap in your teeth. Only for the fact that I mentioned it, other people noticed. And I feel like that's something we all have to work on as well. Is like, there might be something in your head that you think is an insecurity. No one else notices that. Like, you're the only one who looks at yourself in the mirror and thinks all these things. Nobody else notices them at all. Yeah, I feel like it's also wrong for me to sit here and like talk about self-worth and stuff. I've had surgery. Every tooth in my head is fake. Actually, except four. I have four real ones in the back of my head. I've had surgery. I've had Botox. I've never had filler. Oh, well, I got my lips done. So like, can't really say natural girl loving life. No. I do things to hopefully enhance my appearance and hopefully help how I feel about myself. So like, yeah, I can't sit here and just say, well, you just have to love yourself for who you are, because I haven't done that for myself. But yeah, insecurities are little things that you need to work on within yourself, because like I said, no one else probably notices these things. It's just something that you need to remind yourself makes you unique. But also then on the other hand, if it is something that you absolutely hate, I've no problem with you fixing that. I did for myself, so you know. Yeah, you just need to remind yourself there's one you in this whole world. One person was made like you. And I just think sometimes you need to remind yourself of that. Do you know what I got actually recently? Self-affirmation cards. And do you know where they're stuck? My mirror in my bedroom. And sometimes when I'm looking in the mirror, I'll read that little affirmation card. And it does make you feel so much better about yourself. Just a little oomph, little pick-me-up kind of thing. What's something you'd like to tell 22-year-old Ellie? Oh, God. I'm trying to remember what it looked like then. I don't know why I jumped into that. 22-year-old Ellie. Stop trying to fit in so much. Stop trying to be cool. I feel like at that age, I was maybe acting a certain way or like dressing a certain way because I thought it was cool and I thought, oh, people are really like me. Also at that age, I moved to Canada and absolutely hated my whole fat entire life. So maybe I tell 22-year-old self, don't go to fucking Canada. But then again, also, I feel like that taught me a lot of lessons too. So I'm taking the lessons away from that period of my life. Yeah, maybe just stop trying to fit in. Like, who actually cares in the grand scheme of things? And I think I've said it before on the podcast, like, in the nicest way possible. And it's just something mentally good, I think, that we need to remind ourselves sometimes. In the nicest way possible, no one really cares that much. Like, do you know what I mean? It's little things that we think we have to be so, like, we have to be perfectionate about, or like everything you put your head to or your mind to, you have to be the best at. Like, that's not always how it's going to work. So I think, yeah, just stop trying to please everyone. Stop being a people pleaser, you little pick me. That's what I tell my 22-year-old self. Not a question, but January, so nice to see you so happy, from a long time follower. Thank you so much. Guys, like, I really do feel like I've shown my happiest self in the last year, which is such a nice thing to be able to do. But it's also so nice coming from people who have followed me for years. They're really noticing now how happy I am. And I'm like, oh my God, for the past few years, you've probably seen not the worst side of me, but like, yeah, you've seen ups and downs, and a lot of them you have. But in the last year, I really appreciate that so many people have really like noticed that. I think that's so lovely. So thank you. I feel like I'm missing out on life because friends never want to do anything. Any advice? I'm going to give you advice that I should take myself, that I don't do enough of. Do it on your own. Do it on your own. What, like, don't sit at home waiting for your friends. Don't sit at home waiting for your boyfriend. Go for that coffee. Go for that swim. Take yourself shopping. Like, all these things that you think, oh no, I need someone to do. And I would have, I'm getting a little bit better at it, I would have been very like that, reliant on other people to not entertain me, but like feel like I could come out my shell more. Like I'd have to have someone with me kind of thing. But you cannot spend your life going around like that. You'll end up waiting on everyone. And where is that going to get you? Absolutely nowhere. Because I can guarantee you, everybody else would do things by themselves if you weren't available. Is that the phrase I'm trying to look for? I don't know. But yeah, do not wait for anyone. And don't miss out on things. If there's like, there's so many people I see nowadays as well on TikTok going on solo holidays. I'm like, I love that for you, girl. Like, I absolutely love that. I think that is such an empowering thing to do. Stay safe also, though, if you do it. But I think that's so empowering. Like, oh, fancied pissing off for a few days and nobody was free, so I took myself. Oh my God. And like, look after yourself. That is so nice. So I think, yeah, just don't wait on anybody. Do it for yourself. What's your favourite hobby? And is there any you started later in life? I was going to say vape, and I can't really say that. Favourite hobby? Vapes. That's terrible. Oops. Guys, I'm not a hobby girl. Mm-mm. In school, I was. I was player of the year 2005 for my GAA team in school. I didn't really do hurling. Played hockey for a few years. Also, played piano. Really liked piano. Found a piano in Dundrum recently, actually, and sat in front of it for the first time in probably 20 years. Sat in front of a piano, and it just came back to me. No, it wasn't amazing. I was no, like, I was going to say Picasso. He's an artist, isn't he? I don't know. I'm no musician, but it came back to me, and I was like, oh my God. My mom saw the video that I took, and she was like, you should take up piano again. I'm pretty sure I just did the lessons because of her, but I don't have a hobby, guys. I'm really sorry. Things I'd do for myself, like, to enjoy my own time. I love driving. Sounds so strange. I love driving. I love getting in my car. I love listening to music. I love taking myself for a coffee. I love, like, I've often just got in my car and just drove on the M50 the opposite direction from my house. Just to drive. I love being in my car. It's my favourite thing ever. So if that's a hobby, I'm picking that one. I didn't start any hobbies later in life. I've been doing some reformer Pilates classes, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a hobby because I don't go that much. So yep. That's me. How is the house hunt going? Struggling with the whole process and being outbid. Girl, been there too. I was outbid 60 grand for my bid. I was like, love you, spy. Won't be bidding over that. Thank you. The whole bidding process is Jesus Christ, hell on earth. That is terrifying. Like, finding out how many people are bidding on houses. I remember I went and viewed one house and he was like, I think I went to view it on a Saturday and there was viewings on the Thursday. And he was like, oh yeah, like 18 people have bid on this house already. I'm like, why am I even here? I'm like, what? Could you not have told me that before I came? The whole process has honestly been the most stressful thing. Still kind of is the most stressful thing. I don't want to jinx myself in anything. So this mouth, catch me with a drink on me and then ask me and then I'll probably go into so much detail, but right now I'm just terrified for everything. This is the most nerve-wracking thing in my entire life. This is like the biggest commitment I will make in my life, besides obviously my wedding and my husband, Graham. But yeah, it's like a terrifying thing to go through. So I'm just, mouth is zipped shut. I have some social media questions here. Would you ever come back to YouTube? I loved your vlogs. Thank you. That is so nice. I actually had a girl in Penny's before asked me. She was like, well, she didn't actually ask me. I think she kind of like just shouted at me to come back onto YouTube. And I was like, whoa, the fuck? But anyway, I don't think so. I can't see myself coming back to YouTube. And it probably sounds really selfish because thank you so much for enjoying what I was putting out. But for me, I think the time and energy and the content I was putting out, not that I wasn't feel like reaping the benefits of it, but I just feel like on the likes of like Instagram and TikTok now, I can share things much quicker. I used to sit in front of the laptop editing YouTube videos and my head would be nodding asleep. I don't know what it is. There was something so relaxing about it that I'd literally be like dozing off. So for now, I don't see myself coming back to YouTube. I still have all my cameras, all my equipment, everything. I just, for now, I don't. Well, I'll never say never, but maybe 30 might be the new era of YouTuber Ellie Kelly back. But for right now, no. But thank you for loving the vlogs. How do you deal with trolls and stay so positive? I don't. Many times have you seen me crying on this podcast? Yeah, I don't. I definitely go through waves of it. I would have said, I think when I started off in this, like the whole troll thing really got me. And like my mission on Instagram was to make everyone like me. I was like, oh my God, no, I need everyone to like me. If I got one hate comment, I'd nearly want to change what they were telling me they hated about me. Or like, oh, that was my goal on Instagram. Make everyone like me. Slowly started to realize, obviously, I don't fucking like everyone online. That's just a natural thing that's going to happen. You're going to come across people who you don't like. And that is absolutely allowed. So I had to stop expecting everybody to like me because, yeah, I don't like everyone. So I think that was something I just had to basically teach myself. I would have been a lot more hard on myself years ago. Whereas now I try and flip it on its head. And I just feel so sorry if you're somebody who comes online and has to bully a stranger. If you have to come online and bully someone else to make yourself feel better, that says a lot more about you than it does whoever you're trying to bully. Like, I think it makes you the saddest soul in the entire world. And I love killing people with kindness. I think if you come back at somebody online, like, don't get me wrong, it's so much easier to just block, delete, yeah, yeah, do all that. But sometimes you just fucking, you want to give them a piece of your mind. You do. And I love killing people with kindness. I think it affects them even more. They're just like, oh, because you're not giving, they want you to come back and explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself to strangers online, are you mad? They want that from you. Do not give them it. Just, I love a little, oh, hope you feel better another day. Or, oh, God love you, poor thing. Or like, make them feel like a tick, because that's what they are. A big, big tick. Live shows. Would you guys ever do a live show in Sydney? We would love to. Myself and Char were in Sydney January. We spent basically the month there, January 2024. I convinced myself I was moving there. Like, we were trying to suss out, like, how... Did we ever tell you this, actually? We were trying to suss out, like, how the podcast would work if I lived in Sydney and Charlene was here. We were fully, like, I was like, Char, I'm not coming home. I nearly have to be dragged home. And I was like, right, I'll come home for January and then I'll come back over in May. Thank God I met Graham is all I'm saying. But yeah, I was convinced I was moving back over there. But then I slowly started to realise I loved it so much because it was a holiday. Like, we were doing holiday things every day. And I was like, oh my God, I can just live this life all the time. No, bitch, you can't. We would love to. Don't know how all the legalities of all that works. You have to get some form of visa and all that crack. But if the demand was there, of course I would be there in Sydney. Brilliant. When is the next live show? Please tell me there's another Dublin one. Guys, you'll just have to wait and see. All I'll say is keep your eyes and ears open across social media. I will let you know. Obviously, we'll be doing a Dublin one again. Myself and Char are both dubs. But yeah, just keep eyes and ears open, and eventually in the next while, we might or might not be telling you something. Red Flag Raider is the segment of the show where we basically tell you if something is a red flag or not. Sometimes we can admit that we can be a little bit colourblind. We kind of love the colour orange, God loves. But I'm going to try and be as cutthroat as I can. And at least for me today, because it's just me on my own, I'll just say personally what I think it is. So yeah, so these are some of the red flags that we got sent in. We're thinking of moving in together, but I just found out he doesn't know how to use the washing machine. I don't think that's a red flag. Oh, do I? Shit, now I'm questioning myself. No, I don't think that's a red flag, because I'm hoping in my mind, I was going to say maybe his mom does all his washing for him, but then does that make him a mommy's boy? Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Okay, maybe it's just the brand of washing machine that he has. He doesn't know how to work it. So that's what I'm going to say. So I said I was going to be cutthroat, but I can't be here. We're giving this an orange. Maybe it's just he just can't understand the buttons, you know? It is a little bit confusing. There's a lot of different things that you can pick from the washing machine, okay? I'm hoping there is a really good explanation for this. And like, when you ask, you need to ask them, just be like, how do you not know how to use a washing machine? Then again, I'm 29. I still don't know what hole to put the stuff into. Do you know that little drawer you pull out? I pour it in all three. I don't know what they're all for. I've no idea. There's just little signs on them. I just go like this with the tub and just pour it all over that. So I can't really be that mean here because I don't know how to use that part of it. So we're saying orange, okay? We'll give him an orange flag. We've only been texting 2 days and he's already asked me on a date. It feels very quick. Previous me would have said, yeah, that is very eager beaver. That's too soon. Me now, best thing I ever did was being like, me and Graham went on our first date on a Thursday, I think. And I think we spent the whole weekend together and we were basically in a relationship from them. So yeah, previous me definitely would have said, oh God, no, you need time to get to know him. But like, you're only going to really get to know him by going on a date. And like, yeah, you can faff about and do all this texting for weeks and blah, 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 blah. You'd rather just get it done and over with and know if you want to pursue something or not. It's like, at least then you're not going to waste both your times, kind of thing. Just if you're going on a date, just make sure you know him or know of him. Like, make sure he's a real person and all that, and just safety first, girls. But no, I'm not saying red flag. I might even say green flag for this. He's keen, he's interested, he likes you. What more is there to want, you know? The last one we have then is, I know lads are passionate about their football, but he has the Man United crest as his profile picture. Girl, is this man 11? Oh no. You need to just be brutally honest with him. Red flag, don't like it. Grow up, you look like a bot. Like, that's, why would you not just have a picture of yourself on? God love him then. On the other hand, I think like, if he just doesn't want to have his actual picture online. See, I always like to like delve into things and think that there's always a reason for everything. I like to give everyone the benefit of the doubt and think like, yeah, but sometimes you just can't think like that and you just need to tell somebody to grow up. The Man United crest. If this man is any age over the age of, actually, I'm not even giving him an age limit here. Grow up. Take the Man United crest off your profile picture. You look childish. So yeah, he's a red flag. Secrets from the stalls. We get your dilemmas in and we like to help you. I keep saying we. It's just me. But we like to help you with some advice. So secrets from the stalls, phone a friend. Everything comes through either the Instagram page. We put up stories sometimes, or the email address, which is holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. So depending on what segment you want to send in a little dilemma for, you can just write that in the subject. Also, we love an update. If there's one thing to know about Hold My Drink, we absolutely adore an update. When we give advice, or just if we read something out and you want to update us on your life, please do. Just write in the subject line, update. And yeah, this is this week's Seeks from the Stars. Just looking for a bit of advice. There's someone I've been best friends with since we were about 3. We grew up side by side and our families know each other really well. I've always felt like I could depend on her and we've always been really close. But lately, I've barely seen or heard from her. I think I've seen her once in the past few months, even though we live just minutes from each other. She seems to be out socializing all the time, just not with me. And it's not like she doesn't know what's going on. My only parent is seriously unwell. I've no siblings, so I've been going through a really hard time. I even rang her mum at one stage and was in tears on the phone, updating her and just trying to make sense of everything, and still nothing from her. I eventually sent her a message just saying I hadn't heard from her and that I felt a bit strange with everything going on. No drama, just being honest. She read it and never replied. It's made me feel stupid and a bit hurt, if I'm honest. She presents herself as such a kind, thoughtful person, puts on an act, but I've seen another side lately and it's really thrown me. Do I follow up again and ask what's going on? Or do I just let it be and protect my peace? I feel like I deserve more, but I also feel a bit lost. I feel like something like this is so like double-sided. I feel like you're answering your own kind of question. Not answering your own question, but you could go two ways about it. You could text again. You could try and find out. You could try and drag more information out of her. But then also on the other hand, are you better off just washing your hands? Like, she's clearly not giving you answers you probably deserve. Are you better off just washing your hands and walking away from it, kind of thing? If this was me personally, I would text one more time. I think if you don't, you might end up regretting it. And I'd rather say, well, I tried and didn't get the outcome I wanted, then say, oh, I wish I did this. There's nothing worse than thinking back to a period in your life and thinking of doing something different or wishing you did something a different way. I think maybe text her one more time and just be completely out straight, completely honest. And if you don't get a response, then I think that's the tell-all sign. That's her telling you without telling you that she doesn't want you in her life. And that's fine. That's okay. Like, I'm sure you did nothing wrong. Sometimes people just outgrow each other, and to her it might be just an easier option to just not deal with it face on and not have to explain herself. So I think that might maybe be the reason. I hope that that's what it is. Like, you've said nothing about doing anything bad or causing a commotion, or there's no reason why this should be happening between you. So I think text one more time. See, can you get a last kind of update, a last kind of reason for why she's being like this? And if you get nothing, then I think, like you said yourself, protect your peace, wash your hands, walk away, and just know if you did nothing wrong, then you did nothing wrong. Phone a friend. I love this part of the show. Phone a friend. We get a dilemma in, but the answers basically are from our beautiful listeners. I love this because I love how, like, two-sided it is, if that makes sense. Like, we get the best replies ever in from you. You are so good with help and advice and opinions, but you are so good at hitting the nail on the head for both sides of things. So yeah, I absolutely love this. So this is this week's phone a friend. I recently went on a trip with a few friends, and I had to share a room with a guy I had fancied in the group, and I kind of slipped up and confessed my feelings for him. He was open about the situation and didn't mind what I said, but now when I'm around this friend group, it feels awkward when the trip gets mentioned. He's gone really off with me, and I feel like most of the friend group doesn't know about what I said, and it has me feeling anxious and in denial about the situation. Can I please have advice, girls? So this is the advice that the fabulous Home My Drink listeners gave. The awkwardness will blow over and things will go back to normal in a little while. Get new friends. If they're making you uncomfy, they're not real friends. I like that. If you ever feel like a weird feeling around people you're supposed to be friends with, that could be a sign. Definitely talk to one of the girls in the group about how you're feeling and everything in general. Not in a do you know what I said kind of way, but just get it off your chest and get advice from someone who knows you both. And if she already did know, if she's a real friend, she will text you. Don't beat yourself up either way. It's his loss. Fair play. I like this next one. Breathe. You spoke your mind and that's okay. He might just feel awkward, but that's his issue. That's true. You told him how you feel. You did nothing wrong. Fake it till you make it. Try and pretend it never happened. No issue with saying your feelings. Just pretend you never said anything. And if anyone asks, you don't know what they're talking about. I kind of like that one too, though. That's a bit funny. Just be like, no idea what you said. Big liar. It says more about him if he told the group what you said. Hold off for someone else and don't worry. You just have to wait for the next drama and they will forget about yours. Next one is also a great one. YOLO, fuck it. That's perfect. That's just, I think, how everybody should live their life. It would be brilliant. There'd be no issues anywhere. Talk to him about it. It sounds like a cunt if you told the whole group. Also true. Trust your gut and that bad vibe. You turned different for a reason. That's a red flag. Let them. You were honest. It's 2025. Don't be embarrassed. I feel like embarrassment's kind of really going out the window as well, which I absolutely love. Like, you can only get embarrassed if you feed into the embarrassment. If you just roll with it and, like, own it, like the next one says, then you can't get embarrassed. Own it and be confident. Only embarrassing if you let it. Admirable to have the guts. We're on a floating rock, LOL. Fuck him. Someone else will be the group's topic next week. True. Address it up front with your friends. If they're true friends, they'll let you know. Well, you told them how you feel, and honestly, it's the best. At least you got your true feelings out. Own it. The feelings may not have been reciprocated, but that's okay. You told them how you felt. Wouldn't you rather that than regretting not telling him? If you show them you don't care, then the friend group will respect that. Show him what he's missing and hold your head high for having the balls. And then the last one we have is, I think you should be proud of yourself for being open, expressing how you feel, even if it wasn't the way you planned. A lot of people are so scared to say how they actually feel in certain situations, but who cares? Own it and don't care what anyone thinks, even if it feels a bit awkward. Bravo. The listeners are the best. Love these. And that is it from me today, guys, on my own. Hopefully you'll never catch me here on my own again, because that was torture. But before we go, we are raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to Summer, because yes, the Share a Coke campaign is back, baby. Whether you're at a festival, dancing in the mud, or sunning yourself in a park, Coca-Cola and Summer is just the perfect match. And there's something so cute about sharing a Coke with your bestie. It's such a small thing, but it makes the moment feel proper special. Whether you're singing along to bangers in the car or doing absolutely nothing but chilling, which is what I love to do, a Coca-Cola just hits differently with your people. So if you spot your bestie's name, your own name, your dog's name, anyone, there's so many names out there, or even just someone who deserves a pick-me-up, grab it. Also, if you're somebody with a little bit more of a unique name, you can go online and create a custom digital Coke pack, which is so cute. Because no matter what the weather's doing, sharing a Coke with your bestie just makes it better. Share a Coke this summer and let's make it one to remember. That is me. We'll be back to normal recording next week when Shara's back. And I'm dying to hear all about her trip. I know she's having the most amazing time. And that is all from me. Love you so much. Thanks for keeping me company, even though you aren't replying to me. That's grand. And I'll talk to you all on Monday, okay? Love you. Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola, where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.